Okay, today's daf is Erevin Yerushalmi daf Samaches. As we creep till the siyum, a couple of more dafim here in Maseches Erevin, and we are on Samach Zayin Amid Beis. We just read the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if you stand in one rishus, you can't move around something in the other rishus, like a key. Let's say if I'm in my private rishus, I can't reach outside into the rishus of Rabim and use the key to open up. Why? Because I'm nervous that, you know, maybe I'll move it in. Maybe I'll move it into the other rishus. Unless the Tanakama holds, unless you build a mechitza for tefachim. So I didn't specify when we did this yesterday. So obviously you have to build a mechitza around whatever is in rishus harabim. Meaning if you're in rishus yachid and the key is in rishus harabim, so the point of the Mishnah is that you have to build a mechitza around where the key is to make that into rishus yachid. If you're in rishus harabim and the key is in rishus yachid, the point is for you to put something around you in rishus harabim. Whatever it is, that is Rabbi Meir Shita, meaning this, that we're machmir. Amru lo, and they said back to Rabbi Meir, no, there's a story in the Shukshal Patamin, or shall, Tzamarim, they were mako, no, alinu manichas amavtech, they left it in the window. So we see that we go lakula, says the Gemara, Rabbi Acha, Rav Chinina, b'shem Rav Kahana, ein halacha ki Rabbi, we switch the girsa, Meir. The halacha is not like Rabbi Meir, meaning it's not like the Tanakama, it's like the Shita of the Rabbanan who are Mekel. And that's what we hold. We hold that we're not Choshesh, that if you move something around from the other Rishus, we're not worried that you're going to bring it in. And that's the Shulchan. The Rabban Paskin is that way in the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shin Nun. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Omeid Adam Rishus HaYachid Umotzi Yadol Rishus HaRabim. A person can stand in Rishus HaYachid, stick his hand out to Rishus HaRabim, Umetaltel Sham Chafatzim She'enam Tzrichim Lo B'makam Shehu Omeid. Right. If it's stuff that you need, then not a good idea, because then you might just pull it in. But if you're just involved in something that could remain outside, that's okay. You can move it around. Right. As long as you don't carry them for amos, you don't have to move your body to violate for amos. Even if you just move something from one to the other, again, for amos is 6 to 8 feet. So for a person to stand in place, but you can move around in your house to move that for amos, that would be a problem. And if you were mavir, that would be a daraisa. Velo chayshinan, continues the Shulchan Aruch. Velo chayshinan shema yivye melav. We're not choshesh that if, because you're in one rishus and the stuff is another rishus, that you might bring it to you. Kivan she'enam tzrichan lo b'makom she'omei sham hilkach muter lamod b'rishus harabim lito mafteach b'rishus yechav l'tzoach sham. That's why, in this case, you're allowed to stand in one rishus and reach into the other rishus to use the key, which I don't need where I am. If it's something that I need where I am, then obviously you can't do it. It's not a good idea. But here, v'chein mirishus yachid rishus harabim. Ava lo yamod mirishus hayachid v'yotzi roshel rishus harabim v'yishtesh shamu ifcha. That's the previous mishnayis. Drinking is different. Elim kein yachid is roshel v'rubel amakum shushod. Unless you bring most of your body there, because there, you need the water with you. Right? You need the water with you. So in a case where just the other thing is going to stay over there, that's not a problem. But if I need, that's the chiluk between the key case where the key can stay on the other side. While the water case, no, I'm bringing the water back to me, whether it's in my mouth or in my stomach, as we had a couple of days ago. So that'll be a problem unless you put Rosho Verubo there. So that's the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Nun. By the way, I don't know if we spoke, actually I have it underlined here about the Roke case. The roke case, the Shulchan Aruch does quote the roke, the Rabbi Yehuda, about if you have phlegm in your mouth and you have to spit it out. So the Shulchan Aruch does quote that as a deya, by the way, just from a few days ago. Ruko shenitlash mi piv umuchan lazarko. If you have some type of either saliva or phlegm that has separated, right, from the rest of your mouth and you are looking for a place to spit it out, yesh mi sheomer shalo yelech arba amos b'rishus harabim machi yarek. Some say that you shouldn't walk, dalet amos in that case. Okay, so that's the Shulchan Aruch. So we pass him like the Mekel Shita here in the Mishnah. That's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Abba Bar Papa Boyi. Rabbi Abba Bar Papa asked the following question. Lema Avad Rabbi Meir Es HaKosel. Let's remember Rabbi Meir. Which Rabbi Meir are we talking about? So we need the Mefarshim here on the page. This Rabbi Meir we had recently. And a few times, this is the Rabbi Meir of Chokakin Lahashlim, about hollowing out a wall in order to make it considered a certain rishus. So we said the classic case of Rabbi Meir is either Hilchos Mezuzah, right? There's a There's not a square on top of the mezuzah. There's a rounded threshold. So if one has doesn't have 10 tefachim high, are you allowed to assume that it's ki'ilu, it's hollowed out? That's when one area, or Meir says, chokigin lahashlim, you view it as if it is hollowed out, if there's a dome-like doorway. Or we also had earlier, I think in Masechah Shabbos, if something lands, let's say you throw something from the street, and it lands in a little hole in a wall. That's what, do you view, but it's a thick wall. Do you view the wall as if it's all open, so it's as if the thing landed in something that's dalet amas by dalet amas, therefore it's as if you threw from the rabbi to the yochid, right? Chogin lahashlim. So that principle, the Gemara is asking now, do you say that Remeir holds that even if you only have a tiny indentation hole, you could say you view it as if it's totally open and totally in? Or do you say no? Even Remeir requires four tefachim in one direction. The question is, once you have four tefachim in one direction, then you can go four tefachim in the other direction. But even he would say, if you don't have four tefachim in one direction, like let's say that case of the hole that we just said. The case of the hole that you throw something from the street into a hole in the wall. So if it's four tefachim across, like wide, so then you could say it goes four tefachim deep. That's chokakim lahashlim. But a mayor wouldn't say, if you have a tiny little hole, he wouldn't extend that. So how far does Rabbi Meir go? That's the question. So here we go. Rabbi Abba Bar Papa Boy. Lema Ovid Rabbi Meir Esakosel. Right? For what? When Meir says that you have this pretend wall, but the sugya of Chokin Lahashlim, right? This is the way that the Karban Eden of Chaim Kanievsky explained it. Begamum Binakuv. Those are the two possibilities. Gamum, that means, do you need already, it's already has a hole of four tefachim already in one direction, and now you're just going to expand it in the other direction? Does he say that? Or binakuv, even a tiny little hole, that's good enough. The Minaf Gemino, we're going to see. We're talking about the case of the key here in the case of Psicha versus Arabim. So we're going to quote a Brisa to answer this question. If you have a keyhole, so if the keyhole is a tiny little hole, but let's say the keyhole was attached to a wall or a door that is four tefachim thick. So do you say this little keyhole, it just has a little hole in it? Is it called a Rishus Yachid in that keyhole? Or do you say, no, Remeir only would say that if you have four tefachim in one direction, then you can say four tefachim in the other direction. That's the Gemara's question here. So the Gemara explicates in Tamar begamum. If you say begamum, meaning you needed four tefachim in one direction in order to extend it. So then in this case of the key, it's not a rishus hayachid because it only has a little bit. So even Remeir would agree that it's not called a rishus hayachid. So then afilu lamalam yasar amuter. That even if this key and you're reaching over and you are putting the key in, it would all be mutter, right? You could take the key from rishus harabim, put it in the keyhole. Because that's not called the Rishus HaYachid, like Malkum Patur, right? It's not, it doesn't have a full area. But Itamar Benakuv, but if you say Nakuv, if you say Remeir Shita of Chokigin Lahashlim, you're allowed to view it as if it's a hole. If you say that it applies, even if it's a tiny little hole, then a keyhole is a tiny little hole, then you'll have to view that whole area by the keyhole as a Rishus HaYachid, and then Afilu Lamatami Asar Asar. Then even less than 10 Tvachim, if the key is less than Tvachim, it'll be Asar. Why? If it's above 10 tefachim, it's for sure aser. It's Rishus HaYachid. If it's less than 10 tefachim, it's ki'ilu, it's 4 tefachim wide, between 3 and 10. Remember, that's called a karmelis. Right? If it's less than 3 tefachim from the ground, that's love it. That's like on the ground. If it's above 10 tefachim, that's Rishus HaYachid. If it's between 3 and 10, that's a karmelis. Again, 4 tefachim wide. Right? If it's not 4 tefachim wide, then it's always a malkum tur. So that's the Gemara's question. It would be at least a drabanan, right? Above 10 tefachim would be a daraisa. And here will be the Rabbanan. So the Gemara quotes a Tosefta, right? A 12-line Tosefta. And by the end, we'll see in the Tosefta, we're talking about the keyhole being a Rishus HaYachid. So that's why it's going to prove the Nakuv, not the Gamum. So here we go. Pesach Gagos, or Ganos, Sheishlem, Beishar, Labim, Yifnim. Imagine you have a gate between a yard and a street. You have a gate, right? Gate between a yard and a street. And you're going to lock the gate between the yard and the street. The gate is the chatzer is a rishus yachid. But as we'll see later on, it's a very big chatzer. Maybe it's a chatzer that's more than sasayim. So it's really a karmel, a karbev shluhukaf ledira. But it's surrounded. And you have from there going to the street, you have this big yard. Going to the street, you have this gate. So the Tanakhama here, the Tosefta says, Poseach v'noal mibifnim. If you're Sheishlan beishar mibifnim. What does that mean? You have a gatehouse. You have a gatehouse right on the inside of the gate. You have a little house where the guard could sit. So if you have that house there, so if you have the gatehouse on the inside, Poseach v'noal mibifnim. So then fine, you could reach in from the outside into the gatehouse and open the door that way, because that's from the keys in the Rosh Hashanah. And you're going into Rosh Hashanah, no problem. Mi bachutz, poseach v'noal bachutz. If the gatehouse is on the outside, it's also fine. Why? Because the gatehouse is the Rosh Hashanah. So it doesn't matter if the gatehouse is on the inside or on the outside. If the key's in there, you're going from Rosh Hashanah to a makom tur, to Rosh Hashanah, wherever the keyhole is, fine. Mikan u mikan, poseach v'noal mikan u mikan. And if you have a gatehouse on both sides, you can do whatever you want. But here is where it gets tricky. Lo mikan v'lo mikan. What if you don't have any gatehouse? You just have the gate. You have the gate between the yard and the street. So now what? And you want to use the key. You're on one side and you want to open or close it from the other side. So hareze no telas hamafteach. You have to take the key. What does this mean? Rav Chaim Gilyevsky says, from before Shabbos and put it into the keyhole from before Shabbos. Because you have a problem here, right? You can put it in from the street to the keyhole, because that would be a Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, but as we'll see, we're treating this as a Rosh Hashanah, and the Karpev is going to be called the Carmelist. That's why this is going to prove that Rameir says that even by a tiny little bit, you say Chokin Mahashlam, because we're going to consider this keyhole as a separate Rosh Hashanah. So, the only thing you could do is put the key in the keyhole, and open and close, but leave it in, because there's no other option. This is, by the way, only if it's above 10 tfachim, because then it's a Rosh Hashanah. But if it's less than 10 tfachim, which makes it a Carmelis, as we said, it's considered 4x4 tfachim, because of Rabbi Meir, Chokin Lahashlim, but it's between 3 and 10, then it's a Carmelis. Then, HaRezen Otoz Mafteach Mitoch Eskopa, then you can take the key from the threshold, which itself is a Carmelis. Uposeach v'nol menicha memkomo divrei Rabbi Meir, and you can leave the key on the scopa because you're going from Carmelis to Carmelis. But what's important for Rabbi Meir Shita? This chokikin lahashlim, and you see the Gebraisa is applying it even by a little keyhole which does not have four tfachim in any direction. It's just a little area that's open for the key, and we're able to view that keyhole as a Rosh Hashanah. So you see you already see the raya from the Gemara is going to bring. But the Gemara, the Braisa continues though to quote the other Shita. V'chachamim omrim, afal pisha min olamal miyasar tvachim. No. Even if it's above 10 tvachim, maybe a mafteach me'erv Shabbos, you'll bring it on Friday, fu poseach v'nichnas u'metatul b'toch habayis, v'no'ol v'noser b'tchur, v'lamal minamashkov. No, you keep it there beforehand, meaning the keyhole is a makom tur. If the keyhole is a makom tur, you can do whatever you want with it. Put the key in, take the key out, it's a makom tur. If the sill outside where you're taking the key from is four tfachim, so then aser. But then it's its own rishus, not a makam tur. She'ein, switch the word. Metaltalin may rishus l'rishus, derech rishus. Because you can't go from one rishus to another rishus, derech another rishus. But what do you see from this whole braisa? Hada amra, you see from here, kinakuv. We switch. Right? Nakov, meaning you see from here that even if you only have a tiny amount, you don't have a four tfachim in either direction. Kinakov, this is the Gersa of Rechaim Kanievsky and others. Oved la Rebbe Meir, because that's who we're talking about. Period. So we bring the Brysa that is Rebbe Meir's opinion. Period. Let's just finish up. So that the Brysa said two cases. If you're on the outside, you're on the inside, and the gatehouse is on the inside or the outside. So Nicha, again, Reb Chaim Kanievsky flips the Gersa to make it smooth. Nicha mi bachutz tzarech beishar. I understand why you need a beishar on the outside, right? Because it's a Rosh Hashanah, and you want to make it a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So that's why you have the gatehouse on the outside. Mi bifnim tzarech beishar. If you're inside, then what do you need the beishar for? It's already a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It's already surrounded by a wall. It's a yard. So what do you need a Rosh Hashanah Yachid for? So the Gemara says, no, lo nimsu shnei rishuyos mishtamshos b'rishos achas. What is that phrase usually used by? By a chatzer. Two houses go into a chatzer, you can't have them both use the chatzer. What does that have to do with us? So if you look in the Pnei Meir, Pnei Meir is one of the mafarshim in the back. So the Pnei Meir says, the Gemara is quoting that as a parallel, not as the same thing. As a parallel, the Gemara is saying, just like by a regular case of Erev Chatzeros. Why do we make an Erev Chatzeros? Because we don't want people to get confused between yards and streets, right? Because if you're able to use your yard, which is jointly owned, maybe you'll get confused and carry in the street also. Just like they make there's a requirement of chatiras, because you might get confused. So here too, you might get confused. If you're able to put stuff from a carmelis, from the, or from this area, this carpe, if we said the yard is very big, this carpe, shlugaf ladira, which is pretty big, and maybe it might be confused with Rosh Hashanah Rabbi, you're allowed to move something from there into the keyhole. So maybe people get confused and like do things and move things from the street too. Let me read it. Klomar, may also tam sheshtei rishuyos asurim l'shtamis perushos achas, for the same reason, da'asi l'mit'e l'hotzi mirushos ha'yachal rishos ha'rabim, l'fisha rishos shneyem mushutafim ba, sahachanami, may haitaima asur l'taltel me'agino l'chura minol. For the same reason, it's a parallel. For the same reason, you can't go from the gina to the hole, da'hagina l'fisha hikifa gadol. As we said, because it's a very large gina of lahukfa ladira, that's the ukimta, that it's very large. So efshar lachlifa al rishus harabim. People you might think of this like a rishus harabim, and then you're putting it into a rishus hayachid, the keyhole. So that's why it could be a problem. Okay, that's how the Pnei Meir reads this gemara. Once we're talking about keys, just to remember the tour, right? The tour is the one that says this Rashi Tevis, right? Remember the first daf in Meseches Tainis in the Bavli, where the gemara says Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Gimel Maftechos Biyodo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem has three keys, Shelo Nimsu Biyad Shliach, that he never gave to a Shliach. Hashem has three keys that he never gave to a Shliach. Tosfos immediately says, what do you mean? Hashem gave the key of rain to Eliyahu HaNavi. Remember Eliyahu HaNavi? According to the last daf in Sanhedrin, he's paying a Shiva call. He's paying a Shiva call to Chiel. Who's Chiel? He's the guy who built up Yericho. Right? And all of his sons died. All of his sons died. Because that was the curse of Yeshua. Yeshua said, if you build up Yericho, your sons are dead. All of his sons died. He's sitting Shiva and he's wondering, oy vey, what happened to my kids? It was some type of disease. So Eliyahu is sitting there with Achav at paying a Shiva call to Chiel. So they bring up that maybe about Binyan, the curse of Yeshua. So what does Achav say? What does Achav say? Nah, can't be. Why? Can't be. If the curse of Hashem hasn't come true, because I'm doing so much Avodah Zarah, and there's still plenty of rain, and it says in V'hayim Shamoah that if you don't follow me, there's not going to be rain, Hashem's curse hasn't come true. Yeshua's curse is going to come true? Forget it. Eliyahu hears that and says, Hashem, come on. So that's why Eliyahu is the one that goes to the drought. But you see from there, besides that exciting story, you see from there that he has the key. And also, Maftech Tchias HaMesim, right? Elisha, they did Tchias HaMesim. Tosa says, V'yesh lomar, da'adah kamar shlo nipsu l'shliach, eino ratza lomar shlo nipsu l'shliach me'olam. Tohash shal Tchias HaMesim shal kshamim nimsiru. Elo lo nipsu l'shliach lihiyos l'olam mimuna aleihem. Hashem might give the key temporarily, but it's his. He'll never give it permanently. Okay, that's Tosa. But the Gemara says, what are the three Maftechos? Rain, gshamim, chaya, childbirth, and tchias ha'mesim. Those are the three. And then the Gemara adds on one more, and that is parnasa. Right? Maftei ha'shal tchia on the Amid Beis, maftei ha'shal parnasa. So the tour in Kuf Yudalad says that the word mafteach stands for these four. That's an amazing tour. The tour just picks up on that and says that the word mafteach stands for matar, parnasa, tchias ha'mesim, and chaya. Right, those four. Tur in Kuf Yudalad, in the Simin about Birchas Hashanim. Uminyan, he goes through exactly every word of Shemona Esri is measured, and Siman Mafteach, Matar Parnasa Tchia Chaya. Right, so he has that gematria. Interesting, the Shemen Atov of Weinberger in the second volume, the one on Moadim, see, he quotes on Parshas Tazria. Says, why is it that a woman, what many mefarshim ask, a woman becomes tamei when she has a baby? It's the most, she becomes like God, she's a creator. Why should she become tamei? So says the Shemen HaTov, because as we know, he quotes this from the Kutzker. The Kutzker says, Hashem did not give the key over for Leida to anybody else. That means that every birth Hashem is there. Hashem is at every birth in the birthing room. Right after the baby's born, the Shekhinah leaves. Whenever there is a leaving of the Shekhinah, that creates Tumah. That's where the Tumah is laid down. That's just like, what's the ultimate leaving of the Shekhinah? When a person dies. When a person dies, the Tselem Elokim, the Neshama leaves, that's a Chelek Elokam Imal, that's where there's Tumah. So that's why there's Tumas Leida, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was present at the birth. Amazing. Nimsa de Leida e Efshar b'li Ashras HaShchina. V'yim kein, kol makam shoy Ashras HaShchina, v'ne'elam havei nefila ha'mevi Tuma. V'zeo ke'ein mashiz biru, sheish b'tumas meis, kiven the b'shas misa, haisa, ba'oso aguf neshama tahora, v'chalfa, the neshama left, v'avra mimenu, misdabkim hachitzonim ba'oso makam, shoyisham kedusha shal nishmas Yisrael, shenafach ba HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeo mevi l'tumah meis, k'mochein, so too by Leida. And therefore he sees, whenever there's a vacuum of a shechina, so that's when there's tumah. And then he quotes a story just afterwards. He says, and related to this about the shechina leaving at the time of a misa. So he quotes that a talmud once came to the Baal Shem Tov, and the Baal Shem Tov says, you want to see a voda of a Jew, go to such and such simpleton. So he says, really? So he goes to find this guy for Shabbos. He finds this guy. He's a regular guy. It's a regular, simple Jew, Kafri Pashut villager. He goes in for Shabbos Friday night, doesn't see anything special. Shabbos morning, takes a big nap in the afternoon. Nothing. He's like, why did the Baal Shem Tov send me to this guy? And all of a sudden, he says, by mincha time, they go to shul, and this guy, ha Kafri Holehu Mazmin Asar Mispalim, he's running around trying to make sure that he has a minion for Shalosh Shudas. He wants to make sure that he has a minion for Shalosh Shudas. For Yochlu B'yachazu the Shlishas and Mizmiris Kenahug. For Kana Talmud Shoel, ha Kafri, Me'ayin Lecha Minakazeh? Where is this? He says, I have a Kabbalah from my father. Whenever anybody dies, you have to try to make sure to have a minion there. So he says, at Suda Shlishis, we're about to lose our Neshama Yisera. We're about to lose our Neshama Yisera. Alkein he makbid b'shas yitzias neshama. You need a minion. So that was what this person, the Baal Shem Tov wanted to show what a Baal Avoda is. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah, Nagar sheish b'rosho glustera. If you have a door lock, imagine the days of a door lock. You put like a lock. You put a piece in the ground that's connected to the door that doesn't let the door open. So if you have on the edge of the door lock, you have a glustera, like a knob, like a ball. It's not just a stick straight. But you have like a ball on the edge, so then it gives it more of a status of a kli. Why? Because you could use it for a grinder. If I'm not using a red door, I could smash, I could grind things with it. So Nagashish brought the gluster, Rebelezer says, it's usser. It's usser to use for the door, because even though it has somewhat of a kli status, it has to be hanging and tied onto the door for you to use it. Reb Yossi says, no, mutter. Rabbi Yossi says this has the status of a kli. See the carbon eda. Rabbi Yossi matir de toras kli olav mishum glustera v'lo mechzi kabona. That's the status of a kli. Status of a kli, and therefore it doesn't look like bona. According to Belazer, you're adding on an item to a structure that looks like bona, right? Even if it has the thing on top. But Rabbi Yossi says mutter. Amar Belazer ma'isa b'shal beis hakanesh b'tferia. There was a story about a shul in Tveria. Sheinogin Boheter. Achabar Rabbi Gamliel was a king of Osterland. You see, they were being matir, but Rabbi Gamliel came along and said they're wrong. Right? So Rabbi Yosef Omer says, no, you got the story wrong. Isser ha-yinogin ba, bo bar Rabbi Gamliel was a king of Itirulahem. Rabbi Gamliel said it's mutter. Right? So, machlokas about what the story was. Nagar ha-nigrar. What if you have a stick for the door lock that does not have a knob on it? That's nagar ha-nigrar. It just drags. Nagar and Nigrar does not have a knob on it. So then, Nolin Boba Mikdash of Aloba Medina. The Tanakhama says, you could use it in the base of Mikdash. Why? It looks like bona if you add this on. But that's an Issa Durabanan. And the halacha is, Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. In the base of Mikdash, certain Issa Durabanan do not apply. Why is that? Maybe connected to Kohanim's Rizimim, but you can't decide, you're allowed to use it in the base of Mikdash of Aloba Medina, but not outside the base of Mikdash. Right? It's an Issa Durabanan. Vahamunach, but that's if it's a nigrar, if it's dragging, meaning it's tied on, but it's not hanging, it's just dragging. But vahamunach, but if it's not connected at all, you just have a stick. You have a door lock that's not connected at all, kanvikan usser, it's usser, why? Because that's a daraisa, that's bona. That's adding on to a structure. So that would be daraisa, so it's usser even in the base of Migdash. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Rabbi Yehuda says, he goes down one level in severity. Hamunach, add in the word mutter. If it's lying on the floor, right, mutter b'migdash, right, meaning it, go down a level. What you said was a daraisa is really a drabanan. And therefore, It's allowed in the Beis HaMikdash if it's just hanging. Not in the outside because there's a drabanan. But vahanigra, but if it's dragging, it's tied, but it's dragging on the floor, that's mutter always. That's not us at all. B'medina, that's going to be mutter totally. Period. There's a ritva here, but first I don't want to lose the flow. Let's continue. Amar Rabbi Yosi Berebi or Berebi Bun Kedivrei Misha Matir. Let's go back to the first case. The Mishnah had a machlokas whether you could use this door lock if it has a ball on the edge of it. So it's a machlokas. What do you consider the ikker part of the item? Right? Rabbi Yosi said Kedivrei Misha Matir. According to Rabbi Yosi, who said this mutter, you know why? Osa Hanegar Tafel Aklustera, because the pole is secondary to the klustera, the ball thing on top. That's the ikker. That defines it as a kli. And that's why it's a kli shemalavto l'isser, which you could use. L'sarach gufo. Kedevriya oser, but according to one who says oser, you know why he holds that as oser, the other shita, oser ha-klustera tafel anagar. Because the ikker, it's not the klustera, it's as if the klustera is not there, it's as if the knob is not there. The ikker is the nagar. The ikker is the nagar. Period. And therefore, that's the machlokas about what do you consider the ikker part of this item. Ezeo Nagar. What is Nagar? What does that mean? What's the case of Machlokas in the Seifa? Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. What's the case of the Seifa? What's the Machlokas about? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kashur Av Bishino Talui. If it, like, as we explained it, right? If it's tied, even if it's not hanging, right? So that is, still, that's Mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishachani Chilfi. Chilfi, who is Ilfa in the Bavli. Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan were good friends, as we know from elsewhere. Rabbi Yochanan says, Ilfa once took me, the Harani shall base Rebbe. He took me and he showed me Rebbe's house, Kashra Bishenot Talui. He showed me that it's mutter, if it's tied on, even if it's not hanging. He showed me it's mutter, right? Like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Good. There's a lot about, Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan, I think I mentioned this before, that we mentioned in the last year about Reuven Margolis, his Sefer of Shem Olam, he has a few amazing svarim, but maybe the most used one is Margolis Hayam. If you learn Masechet Sanhedrin, then everybody uses the Margolis Hayam, which is a likut. So in the Hagdama, he has one page Hagdama. He does not explain why he talks about it here. He talks about the story of Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan, they're both leaving yeshiva, Rabbi Yochanan goes back to yeshiva, remember Tainus around Daf Chaf Aleph, and Ilfa doesn't. And the Gemara says, because Ilfa didn't have a choice. He had to be a businessman. But you see where his heart was. He had to be a businessman. Hutzrach, Huchrach, Lefanos, Gam, Asakim, Below, Martov, Torah, and Derech Eretz. And Yada Ilf, and the Gemara, when they quote them, they even put Ilfa first. Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan. Yada Ilfa, Ki Amnam, Lo Timsa, Alach, Apsuka, Hara, Lamaisa, Bisachranim, Baha, Tagranim. He knew that, you know, to be a businessman, he wasn't going to be the God of Adar, but this is what he had to do. And you know what? Rabbi Yochanan went back to become the Melech, to become the Rosh Hashiva. Amnam lo Malach, writes Reuven Margolis, Aval Ilfa eno chavitz klal limloch. He didn't want to be the Rosh Hashiva. Ga'ague Ilfa hein lomo Torah. Lomo de lalamed. Lasos aznayim la Torah. Lishov mi makoros rishonim lahashkot svein lavar Hashem besichos chaveirim. Ube pirsim divrei Torah shekasa bepin kasav. He was happy with just spreading Torah in his writings. That's the end of the Hagdama. So many suggest he wrote this autobiographically. He's talking about himself. Like Reuven Margolis, he was a businessman. So he just wrote this pshat as the Hakdama without explaining why he wrote it, but that's the, that's what's said. Okay, we continue. So we have this machlokas here in the Mishnah, between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim about adding on, right, this Neger HaNigrar. So the Gemara notes that we have a similar discussion in a Mishnah in Shabbos. But there's a window shutter there. You want to put the window back in the same kind of machlokas. Is it hanging? Is it tied? So the only issue is there's a sheet of the chachamim, but it's flipped. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Asya did chidah dahacha kistama dahas bistama dahasam. The das yachid here of Yehuda is like the chachamim over there. Dechidah d'taman kistama dahacha. And the singular sheet, the das yachid over there, Balazar, is like the Makel sheet, the more machra sheet is like Stamat Dahacha, which is the more machra sheet. So the question is, so who do we hold like? You can't call a halacha karabim because then we're connecting these machlokos. Each Mishnah has a different sheet of the rabim. So Rabbi Yosa boy, kumi Rabbi Yirmiyah, hechav den uvda. So who do we paskin like? Amar lei, min madam Rabbi Yochanan, mashchein ilfi, but because of the story, right? Ilfa showed Rabbi Yochanan, vehereni shall base Rabbi Kasha avapishi notali, had amar Rabbi Yehuda avden. So you see, we go like Rabbi Yehuda. Right, because you see, the halach lamaisa, that's what Rebbe did. Good. We add in a line here to be parallel to the other Gemaras. The carbon Eidah here is in a line. Asa Rabbi Chuna b'shem Rabbi Shmuel halach Rabbi Yehuda ad sheikasha badelas. We pass the line Rabbi Yehuda. He says it has to be tied on. It can be dragging, but it has to be tied on to the door. It can't be tied on to the threshold or to the wall. It has to be tied on to the door, because that shows that it's meant to be used for the door. Not only tied to the door, but it has to be tied with a strong string that can last. It's not flimsy that it's just going to fall apart the second that you pick it up. And the Gemara quotes, Nagra de Rebbe, switch that word, Nagra de Rebbe Elazar Kater Begemi. But the one in Rebbe Elazar's house was tied with a little reed, meaning he holds it doesn't have to be so strong. Any type of little tying, that's a hecker. That's already enough that this isn't a new building. This isn't a new building. This is just, your lock. Nishmat Usser. If it slips out and it's no longer tied on, that's Usser. Right? Even the Marmekel Shita says only if it's tied. Nikmaz. What is Nikmaz? The Mefarshim explain. If when you stick the bolt in, usually if you, it sticks out a little bit. What if it doesn't stick out at all? It becomes flush with the floor, with the door. So maybe that's a real binyan. Because it's perfect. So there, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha B'Shem Rabbanan Middadeyu Barashi Esposav. Then just stick it in with your fingers, meaning just do it in a shinui way. Do it in a shinui way. Again, if it's really bone daraisa, then doing it in a shinui way is still Asad Rabbanan. It must still be kind of like a mechzi kabone. So if it's mechzi kabone, do it with a shinui, that would be okay. Period. This Gemara is quoted elsewhere, and the next line of the Gemara has nothing to do with us, but it has to do where this Gemara was quoted elsewhere, so this line was brought with it also. There was a machlokas we had in Masechta Shabbos about moving kalim that have handles, that don't have handles. So there's a machlokas, Rabbi Yossi there in the Rabbanan, Rabba Bar Kahana, Rabbi Chiya Barashi, B'Shem Rav, Halak Rabbi Yossi. We pass like Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, Daf Kuf Chavav, in the Bavli, in Shabbos, but that's a Rabbi Yossi that's not here. Okay, we'll stop here, B'Hashem. B'Hashem, we continue. 3 plot left to Masechta Erevin.